Game On 2FM.
In association with Rabo Direct, the straight talking savings bank.
I feel relief more than anything else. I had a good chat with my coach Neil on Saturday evening in the locker room after I finished my round on Saturday, and having bogeyed the last and, you know, finished my round poorly, I was a bit deflated, and you know, it has been kind of hanging over my shoulders for a couple of years, this whole top 50 kind of thing, and I didn't know how to feel about it, and I just wanted to be going into January, I suppose, into that run of tournaments without it hanging over my head again, and that was the main reason I was trying so hard these last few months to get over that hurdle. And, you know, thankfully I went out Sunday and I showed a lot of character and a lot of you know, a lot of courage, really, to shoot the score I did, and ended up finishing where I did.
You know yourself that you've been a world's top 50 player for at least a few months. When you know that you deserve a place like that, and yet it's still that tiny bit away, did it cause anxiety that was kind of destructive?
Yeah, it does. It does. It definitely does. I mean, obviously, golf, you don't get handed anything. You need to work and you need to earn everything you get. And I felt like I'm good. I feel like I'm good enough to not only be a top 50 player in the world, but to be well above that and to be competing for majors and big tournaments. But, you know, at the end of the day, I didn't really, you know, I competed a few times this year in big events, you know, finished second twice. So, you know, it takes time to kind of, you know, to earn your place in the, I suppose, the elite of world golf. And I think I've spent 5.5 years on tour now, and I think I've earned it, and you know, hopefully I can kick on from here now and contend in some of those bigger events next year. I think I'm pretty much done and dusted, and I'll be in Augusta hopefully in April. It's taken me a while to do it, and it just feels great that I'm going to be going competing against the best in the world, because at the end of the day, like, I see myself being one of the best players in the world, and I really want to play against the best players in the world, and not only play against them but beat them as well. And that's the kind of thing that spurs me on to go out there and you know, practice. So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to 2015. It should be a great year.
And the drive down Magnolia Lane, cliched and all as it is, you must be looking forward to that.
Yeah, it'll be good. You know, I'm looking forward to getting there, seeing what it's like. I've obviously never been there. So, yeah, it's exciting. But, you know, there's a lot of tournaments that happen between now and then, and it's not the only tournament that's happening next year. So, you know, when the time comes around, I look forward to it, and I'll try and prepare as well as I can for it. But, you know, right now it's kind of look forward to Sun City next week, and then, you know, from there kind of try and plan my schedule at the start of the year.
Can I take you back to earlier on in this year? I think you missed 6 out of 8 cuts early on, and in fact probably you were thinking more about retaining your card than driving down Magnolia Lane or World's Top 50. What turned things around?
It's hard to put my finger on it, to be honest, Greg. Like, obviously, Wentworth was a big week for me. I go there and I love the tournament, and I've always feel like I played okay there. And you know, I just went there and I played lovely for, you know, for 4 days. Probably should have won the tournament, but, you know, finished second, got my card, got some good world ranking points, and kind of played with a bit of freedom from, you know, from there on in. And I think obviously everyone will look at Wentworth as being the main turning point. I don't know how different my golf actually was. I think my putting kind of got a little bit better from that week onwards, and I've got more confidence as it got better as well. So that was one of the main things.
You've played enough of the majors now. You've played in 3 of the 4 majors. You also now know that you're in the top 50. Are you something of a slow burner in getting to certain goals in your career, albeit starting with a victory in the Irish Open as an amateur?
Yeah, well, to be honest, I wouldn't be going playing majors. I wouldn't be playing in tournaments if I didn't feel like I could win. So, yeah, I mean, it's obviously I'm 27 now, and it's taken me 5 years to get into the top 50 in the world. But, I mean, it's, you know, it's not an easy game, and it's not easy to do it. And I feel like, you know, my whole career I've progressed quite well from, you know, from when I was 17 years old and I first made the Ireland boys squad. From there on, I feel like I've definitely got better every year. My game has improved. My rankings have improved. So, yeah, it's obviously taken me a little while longer than I would have liked. But, you know, at the end of the day, I'm still quite young, and I've got hopefully a lot of career ahead of me.
To get to stay on this graph of improvement, what do you need to do to keep kind of moving up those world rankings?
I think I just need to keep doing what I'm doing. I think I've found a kind of confidence in myself over the last while that really, I really believe that I belong competing at the highest level. And, you know, I feel like my game is good enough. Obviously, there's little improvements here and there that will be made between me and Neil. And, you know, we'll have to sit down and talk about that over the winter. But, you know, I just think keep doing what I'm doing, trying to, stay away from all the distractions that are around and just, be Shane Lowry and just, work from there.
That word confidence that you've just mentioned is critical for all golfers. I think particularly so for you because you've now cracked this world's top 50. How much does that achievement alone give you the feeling that you're going to have a rise through those rankings into the top 30, hopefully?
You know, obviously getting in the top 50 is brilliant and stuff like that, but there's times I went out this year when I've needed to shoot good scores and I went and I've done it, and so last Sunday was no different. Like I knew I needed to shoot 4 under, I think would have been good enough, and you know, I went out there and got off to a good start and played the whole round quite nicely and shot 6 under, you know. So doing stuff like that on Sundays of tournaments when there's tough pins, you know, in high pressure situations, always gives me a great sense of, sense of belief and sense of confidence in myself. And you know, I'll hopefully bring that into the rest of my career. And when I know I can shoot good scores on a Sunday, you know, you can do anything.
Game on 2FM
in association with Rabo Direct, the Straight Talking Savings Bank.